In the antibody deficiencies, the first one is the X-linked agammaglobulinemia, also known as a Bruton disease. So it is an X-linked inherited disorder characterized by the absence of the B lymphocytes. There is a total absence of the B lymphocytes because there is a prevention of the development or the maturation of the pre-B lymphocytes into the mature lymphocytes. So although in the circulation, the B lymphocytes will be totally absent and hence the immunoglobulins will be absent too. But in the bone marrow, pre-B lymphocytes will be present. Ultimately, what will happen because of the deficiency of the antibodies, there will be recurrent infections and there is a lack of response, the lack of antibody response to the vaccines. Gene mutation is the BTK, which encodes a protein that is Bruton tyrosine kinase. As I mentioned that the B lymphocytes will not be present in the peripheral blood, but in the bone marrow, pre-B lymphocytes are found. The lymph nodes will show absent follicles and germinal center because they are composed mainly of the B lymphocytes. Plasma cells will be absent too. However, the number of the T lymphocytes will be normal because they are produced by a different pathway. Clinical features are recurrent pyogenic infections, mainly which commence after 6 months of age, because if the baby is being breastfed, the maternal antibodies and also through the placental transfer of the maternal antibodies, they persist up to 6 months in the baby. So after 6 months, there is a fall in the level of the B lymphocytes, and that is the time when they start developing these infections. Mainly sinopulmonary infections are the most common. Besides this, skin infections like boils and impetigo caused by Staphylococcus aureus or Pseudomonas. Other systemic infections or inflammation like gastroenteritis, arthritis, meningitis and osteomyelitis. Less common features which are reported in this type of antibody deficiency is chronic ulcerative cutaneous HSV, SJS, vitiligo and alopecia areata. SJS, vitiligo and alopecia areata are autoimmune diseases, so they are associated with these antibody deficiencies. For the investigations, for the confirmation of the diagnosis, we'll check the BTK protein, which will be absent in the cells. For management, we just need to vigorously manage the infections, especially the respiratory tract infections, with the early antibiotic therapy, and the mainstay of the treatment is immunoglobulin replacement therapy.